A little over 2 years ago, Senator Mark Panopinto announced he wasn't seeking a second term amidst a swirl of rumors as to what was going on. Federal prosecutors say they know what happened, and that's why Panopinto pleaded guilty in federal court to what started as an apparent sexual harassment incident and turned into an attempted cover-up. It's not clear if there are other investigations still underway in the case. U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says the cover-up precipitated the federal case.
The federal crime is violation of Title 18 United States Code 600. And essentially what that provides is that anyone that makes an offer of employment or other benefit to somebody in exchange for their political activity, here the political activity being non-cooperation by the staffer with the J-COPE investigation, that constitutes an offense under Title 18 of the United States Code.
While this is an outgrowth of a probe requested by the state Senate from the Joint Commission on Political Ethics, J-COPE is continuing to say silence doesn't mean there is or is not an investigation underway. Panopinto pleaded guilty in 2001 to an election law misdemeanor involving a false affidavit. Kennedy declined comment on whether or not this case has been referred to lawyer disciplinary officials. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.